little bit about what that message is. The password here is paz, you know, it's peace. And I don't know if people are surprised by it. Certainly Quakers in the U.S. are used to talking about peace. And since the Quakers here in Cuba are of a somewhat different strain from what we usually have encountered in the U.S., I guess maybe I wasn't quite as clear that the message of peace would resonate so strongly. I thought it was shaking the world here. Kathy?
Well, there's one aspect of our experience that's been very striking to me in the way that I think our message of peace has opened doors that we didn't expect. I believe there's been something of a political impact of our message here that was possible because of our message of peace and nonviolence. There were a whole chain of relationships that were carefully developed over time, not the least of which was the reputation of Quakers worldwide as being a people who care universally about peace and who have compassion for the poor. And I think that was known here way before we arrived. There have been other groups who have brought that message. But over time, a sense of trust has been cultivated. And we simply came in, we danced, and we sort of took the partnership in a very easy, natural way to carry it forward. And I think what we saw is that there was a feeling of trust at higher levels of government that enabled us to get the religious visa in the first place, to do something unusual, which was to dance here, and then further to get permission to participate in the Ibero American Arts Festival, which had never had the inclusion of anyone from the United States. That was very well received on the level of people in the streets who were happy to see us. And in the long run, I think we softened some of the relationships of some of the local ministry people who came away with a very different sense, a very different frame of reference about some Americans. So I think the message of peace opened doors and really resonated on a political level that we did.